This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 12th. God's word to you today is for Him. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 3, verse 9, and it says, "Give me an understanding heart, so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours?" There are implications when God says, "Ask of me." The implication is focus. Change your focus. Please read Jeremiah 17, verses 5 to 8. "Ask of me" means, look at me. Keep your eyes on me. "Ask of me" means, you have to be humble because asking puts you in a place of humility. When you ask something of someone, it humbles you. That is probably why the lady from our story yesterday did not want the guide. When we come to God asking of Him, we need to humble our hearts, because if we exalt ourselves, God will find a way to humble us. But if we humble ourselves, God will find a way to exalt us. God enjoys being in a class all by Himself. Isaiah 43 verses 11 and 12 say, "I, yes I, am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. First I predicted your rescue, then I saved you and proclaimed it to the world. No foreign God has ever done this. You are witness that I am the only God, says the Lord." When you listen to that, it seemed like God is bragging. He is worthy. It is like when someone announces that they will beat you up. Do you remember that from your childhood days? They actually go ahead and beat you, right? God is announcing that He is going to deliver you from that sickness. Then He will announce your deliverance to everyone because He is God. I pray that God will use your life to showcase His class. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now say out loud, "Father, use my life to showcase your class." Do not place a limit on God. We should be content, and I'm all for contentment. You can be content with what you have, but you should not be content with who you are. You should desire to be more for God, and that is where I am actually going. We should also desire to be more for God. So when He says, "Ask of me," we're not asking just to get more from God. We're asking to be more for God. When God says, "Ask," it is not a jackpot. It is bigger than that. It is not get all you can, sit on the can the rest. It is bigger than that. We're not just asking to get more from God. We're asking to be more for God. If you desire a child, you're going to get a child in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hannah asked for her son to be a prophet for God. Please read 1 Samuel 1 verse 11. Hannah asked for a son so that he can be more for God. God is going to give you wisdom, wealth, and victory over your enemies in the name of Jesus. Solomon asked for wisdom so that he can govern God's people. Please read 1 Kings 3 verses 1 to 15. Let us pray. Father, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in my life. Let all that I am and I have be used for your glory and your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.